India's Hindu Nationalist Party loses ground in three key states. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So what could this mean for Christians? We'll get an answer in just a moment. Plus, church planting in Eastern Europe remains a hard job. But there is something you can do to ease the struggle just a little bit. And we'll fill you in on the details in a couple of minutes. But first, with the BJP's election losses, the implication is that Christians could be breathing a little bit easier. Now, during the years of the BJP's power stint, a narrative was constantly pushed. It said India is Hindu and there's no room for the Christians. Stories flooded out of the country on open persecution, oppression, harassment, and marginalization. So has this ended with the election results? Well, not really. But there's hope. Open Doors USA's Dr. David Curry tells us,
there's some hope that maybe the secular society in India is beginning to see that this Hindu nationalistic agenda is not good for pluralism. It's not good for freedom of religion. It's not good for India. I think it harms them in the international community. And maybe the Indian people are starting to speak back.
Curry says the India that most North Americans probably think of evokes images of Gandhi or peaceful protests. But that India hasn't existed for a long time.
My hope is that these new elections are going to be a signal that the people want the rule of law upheld without fear, without favoritism towards Hindu or anybody else. We want to see India prosper and to be free.
Turning now to the U.S., an oft-overlooked people group recently took the spotlight at the Passion 2019 conference. Amber McNeil with Deaf Bible Society says deaf awareness grew as a young woman named Ira took the stage and signed her personal story.
Passion's heart is for young people. Then you have Ira, who's currently 23, but when she started her ministry work, she was just 21. So she's this deaf girl who doesn't even have the Bible in her heart language, who's reaching out to other people and trying to share Christ with
them. Deaf Bible Society and Sign Language Bible Distribution were the mission's focus for this year's Passion Conference. Folks raised almost $450,000 toward it. McNear says that'll be used to help deaf believers get access to sign language scripture.
Unlike here in America, where we have Wi-Fi pretty much at our fingertips, other countries are not that privileged. So we work really hard to make sure that whatever mode of communication or technological device they use, they had access to God's Word.
Deaf Bible Society was hoping to reach deaf in 10 countries with the funding raised by Passion. But now they can bring God's Word in sign language to the deaf in 16 nations. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And Slavic Gospel Association partners are braving trials to plant local churches in Eastern Europe. And they're doing it by sharing the gospel one person at a time. SGA's Eric Mock tells us,
especially under times of persecution, the church grows one life at a time. In a lot of the countries we serve, you can't put up signs and you can't market the church. You can't talk about a new church is coming to town and we want to hold a certain event because it's just absolutely prohibited by law. And so in order to go into a lot of these countries, church planters build these relationships. And then as people start coming to faith, as people are baptized, you then form them together and you must shepherd them along.
SGA is training, supporting, and equipping pastors so they can reach into communities and the orphanages.
There are over 100 indigenous churches, 138 government institutions, orphanages, as well as 80 different locations where we're talking about street kids, talking about kids in impoverished areas, just an environment that is horrible for most kids, but a tremendous opportunity for the gospel and for giving them hope.
So pray for these workers as they strive to build God's kingdom. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.